Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning's message is a portion of the epistle reading from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. But in your hearts, have deep respect for Christ as Lord. Always be ready to answer anyone who asks you to explain the hope you have. But be gentle and respectful. These are the words of our text. This evening we want to consider the theme, Maturing as Stewards Through Hope. And hope is a word that we sometimes use only meaning a wishful thought. Like, I hope this cold and wind doesn't last real long. Or last night, I hope it doesn't snow. Or I had an encounter with somebody yesterday who was trying to get through a game of golf and didn't get all the way through before the storms hit and said, well, I hope tomorrow I can get around in. Now, that kind of use of that word hope is really in reference to wishful thinking, isn't it? There's no certainty that the wind is going to die down and the temperatures are going to rise. There was no guarantee or certainty that that individual would get around to golfing today. Maybe they were able to. Not the best of conditions for even the best of golfers to be in. But when St. Peter here writes about being ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks about the hope that is in us, he's not talking about a wishful thinking. If our faith is simply built on wishes and wishful thinking, then we really are to be pitied. If our faith simply says, well, I wish that my sins would be forgiven, or I wish my sins are forgiven, or I wish I had eternal life, or I wish that I had all of the blessings of God, then we really aren't living in faith, are we? We're really living apart from faith. Maybe there are people in the world who are saying those things. I wish that I knew my sins were forgiven. I wish, I hope my sins are forgiven. I hope that when I die, I go to heaven. I've had people, good church members, have those kind of conversations with me. Pastor, I hope that when my final hour comes, Jesus will take me to heaven. But in their voice, they're really saying, I wish that he would take me. They're not certain. Peter here is talking about a hope that is sure, a hope that is certain, a hope that is grounded in the Word of God, in the person of Jesus Christ, in the promises of God, and in the realization of those promises through what Jesus Christ has done for you and I. Because the forgiveness of our sins is certain. That we will go to be with our Lord Jesus when we die is certain. That God is with us is certain. It isn't a wishful thing. Because we have come to know God and his love for us through his word manifest to us in his Son Jesus Christ. And our faith grabs hold and clings to that. In our first hymn, we said, "This shall be my confidence." And we talked about Jesus dying for our sins, Jesus being raised again, and the victory being won. And that we participate in that victory of Jesus over sin, over death, over the devil himself. It's not, well, I hope in a wishful sort of way. It's a hope that is a reality and realized in our lives. And the more and more certain we become of that hope, we're really maturing in that hope. Our faith and our confidence and our trust in God are growing stronger. And that hope then begins to permeate our lives. When I was in school, from time to time in science classes, we'd have the little experiment where you would take a piece of celery and you'd stick it in a glass of water and you'd add some food color. And then you'd watch as that food color began to be taken up by the stalk of celery and then would color the leaves. In a similar way, that hope that is ours has been added. We've been stuck in the water of baptism, and that hope that is ours, that is given to us in baptism, should be flowing up from our roots into our very being and should be coloring and shading our lives in such a way that we can face the world. We can face the uncertainties with a certainty that God is with us. But the promises that he gives to us in his word are sure and they are certain. Saint Peter here is speaking to us about that hope and being able to give a testimony, a witness, an explanation about it, because it will be so evident to those around us how we face serious illness, how we face the impending death of either ourselves or a loved one, how we face the challenges and temptations of life in this world. That hope that we have been given by God permeates our lives in such a way that it becomes evident to the world around us. St. Paul, speaking to the Athenians, speaks about God's hope that people would turn from their wickedness, turn from their idols, to worship the true God. And God's hope there also is not a wishful thought. God doesn't sit up there in heaven and say, well, you know, maybe some people will come and believe in Jesus, turn from their sins, and receive everlasting life through faith in him as their Savior. No, God's hope is a certain hope. You and I, we're proof of that, aren't we? As we live in faith, as we've heard God's gospel message, as the Holy Spirit has worked through that to call us to faith in Jesus, to plant deep within our being that hope that God wants us to have, that certainty, that sure hope of forgiveness of sins, of everlasting life and salvation, and victory over death and sin and the devil. We come to that knowledge by God's grace and his work in us. And when that hope is at work in our lives, it begins to change our outlook on all that comes into our lives, how we manage our time, how we utilize the gifts and talents that God has given to us, how we face the uncertainty of the future, because we look back and we see how God has been faithful to his promise to be with us, to give to us out of his abundant mercy what is needful for us each day. We see that in our lives. Maybe not today, but maybe tomorrow when we look back on today, or this evening as we go to bed and we look back upon this day. Someone once said to me, "Pastor, I think we overutilize the Lord's Prayer, so much so that we just simply say it and don't even think about it." I said, "Well, it's quite possible that that's a real danger." But I said, we can safeguard ourselves against that. As we pray, as Luther says, to begin our day with the Lord's Prayer and ask God for the petition of all those things that are needful for our life. But then, at night, before we go to bed, and as we say that same prayer again, let us be mindful in our speaking it and look back upon the day and see how God has answered that prayer in our lives. How by his grace we've kept his name holy. How by his grace and love we are able to call upon him as our Father. How in his grace and fatherly goodness he has given us our daily bread. And how he has kept us from temptation and the evil one. And then we pray that prayer in thanksgiving and carry it with us in our day to fill us and sustain us in that hope. May that hope which St. Peter speaks about, that hope that Paul wanted to share with the people of Athens, that hope that God wants you to have, continue to grow and flourish, not as a wishful thought, but as a strong and as a certain reality. Because all of those promises that God has given to us in the Scriptures are for you and I a resounding yes in Christ our Lord. And if you come to me and you say, "Pastor, I hope that when I die, I go to be with the Lord. I will be there, even if the voice is a weak, trembling, I hope so, a wishful thought." May God's word come to me to strengthen you with the certainty that that hope is real. But as you leave tonight, be assured your sin is forgiven. Be assured that you have a place in heaven with our Lord. For as he told his disciples, he is going to come back for us. And as he told them also, "I will not leave you as orphans. I will send another helper for you who will be in you and who will be with you, the Holy Spirit, who continues to remind us of the hope that is ours by God's grace in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen."